News Radio KMAN, I'm Brandon Peoples, and our next segment has Karen Hibbard, Executive Director of the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau, joining us. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Brandon. Boy, it is great to see you. Even though we're Zooming, it's great to see you.
Yeah. She's live?
She's live today, yes, Dave. He
What's seems up with surprised. That?
I don't have a conflict with other meetings today, so it's spring, it's March, so good to see you too, Dave.
You can't see me just as well because, you know, I'm hideous in the morning.
I can tell you, Dave's got a gray sweater, a gray hoodie sweatshirt on. It says K-State Agriculture.
It's got a purple International Harvester tractor on it.
Yep.
There you go. Well, I heard it was blue day, and so I wore blue for you. You know, those of us that listen to K-Man early in the morning, that tells
you
us
didn't
how
do
get
that because of me. It just was what you hung up yesterday to get ready to get dressed. Just happened to be blue, but blue is for recognition of colorectal cancer month. Nice try, Karen. Nice try.
Well, it certainly is a pleasure to have you on here. I know that the highlight of your interview here today is going to be talking about events. How about that? We have events coming here in Manhattan.
We have events. We do. We have events. And so, you know, really, Brandon, you started off the events. You celebrated a birthday. Happy late birthday. And glad you added another candle to the cake. And again, what a difference a year makes. Last year at this time, we were, as we hosted 2A state basketball, we had to cut that basketball tournament short because that's when COVID entered into our world in a hurry. And in order to protect all, we shut that down. So we are very excited to be able to welcome state basketball back. We are not the only community that gets to host 2A, gets to host state basketball. We are the 2A site, but the other communities across the state that will also be welcoming high school championships are Wichita, Emporia, Salina, Hutchinson, Dodge City, and Great Bend. This year, as you can imagine, 2A will look a lot different. We only have 3 days of play rather than 4 days. Boys will have a play on Thursday, March the 11th, with a tip time at 3 o'clock and at 7 o'clock. Then on Friday, girls play, again, tip time at 3 and at 7. And then championship day, those times have been moved up. Championship day, boys will play at 2 and girls will play at 6. Now, I want to remind our visitors that as our community opens up, there are still some things that are in play. Bramlage will be still at 15% capacity. Social distancing will be enforced and in play. We are making every effort to make sure that our fans that come in, our teams that come in, our volunteers that are working, everyone is safe. Home team fans are going to enter into Bramlage through the Northwest Gate. Visiting team fans are going to be entering in through the Southwest Gate. All tickets are purchased online, and those tickets will be designated to the schools first, with 800 tickets being to the respective schools that will be playing until noon of game day. So for those boys teams that will be playing until noon on March the 11th, those go to the schools first. Then it will be opened up so that general public can go. The other thing that is a little bit different than in years past, it is $11 for all from kindergarten on up. It's an $11 ticket. And that's a one game ticket. So if you are a fan, if your team happens to have guess that would be on championship day, that there would only be a double-double, but it's $11 per game. We also will be enforcing the clear bag policy that if you're coming into Bramlage, you need to have your a clear bag if you're bringing in a bag. So we do look forward to that. Everything else will be as normal. We've got some great volunteers, dedicated volunteers that will be helping us with welcoming people into the Coliseum. as our ticket scanners. We also have folks that will be selling t-shirts and programs, and certainly our Passgate folks as they welcome in the teams that they will come. We've done away with team hosts this year, again, just because it was very disheartening for us to have to do that, but for us to be safe in doing so, we're putting pause on that for a year. Next year, we will again be involving more of the community by having team hosts. But we're really looking forward to providing a great experience as those high school athletes come in to compete for the state championship.
You mentioned the ticket price is at $11. Is that cash only, or do you...
No. It's all online. Okay. So, the tickets will be purchased online, and that will be on our website. The tickets will be purchased through K-State Athletics is where you'll be able to purchase your tickets. And on our website and on Keisha's website, we'll have that information as to how to do that. As you can imagine, with us having just 2 days, 3 days of tournament play, we do not know, we will not know who the teams are until Tuesday night. And so we'll be scrambling like crazy Tuesday evening and Wednesday in order to get all of that information up. It's all doable. It's just, we'll be moving in a flurry because our time is short, just as the teams have, it's all had to be adjusted differently.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah. So, but yes, purchase online only.
I'm sure you guys are not complaining, though, because this is a good opportunity to get people into Manhattan, and then not only do they come here, but then they go spend money elsewhere.
That's exactly right, and we realize that this year it's a lot different. We do have, as we have talked with our hoteliers, we have some ways. We always enjoy those forward-thinking schools that believe that they're going to make it all the way. So we have a couple of schools that have already made temporary reservations with the knowledge that if they lose and they don't make it, that they won't be coming to Manhattan. But we do look forward to those schools that do come in, utilize our lodging and our shopping and our dining opportunities. The community does. It's just kind of a, it's kind of like a passing of time, if you wish, that you mark the calendar when it's Halloween. We mark the calendar with when it's March Madness, and so it's always a fun time. It means brighter days are ahead, right?
That's right. Well, and you mentioned state basketball, and you've got other events coming up here. Next week's actually kind of one of the busier weeks that we've had in recent times.
Yeah, it really is. And again, we look forward to that. And, Brandon, I think what's really interesting, we talked about this a little bit last month as well, but our conference season begins to come to life again. Next week, it will be virtually. Again, we are hosting the DECA conference. And as you recall, last year, that was the last conference that was held here in Manhattan before everything shut down. This year, again, it is student competition with young high school students coming in to compete virtually this year. And we still are in need just of a few judges that can, from the comforts of their home, behind their computer screen, can judge that competition. And we need just a few more judges. If anyone is willing to do so, I'm just going to have them call me here at the office, which is 785-776-8829. And we'll be able to connect you with how you might be able to volunteer your time and your service. And knowing that next year, 2022, that conference should be back here in person. So looking forward to that as well. We also are seeing that there are some conferences in April that are going to be kind of that hybrid mode, that they'll have that virtual opportunity, but they will also be in person. So as we continue to open up, our monthly conversations are going to be very interesting, I believe, as we continue to keep you updated. But yeah, next weekend is going to be really, really fun, not only with the virtual DECA conference happening, not only with the in-person basketball conference happening, we also will be celebrating St. Patrick's Day with our traditional St. Patrick's Day parade and road races that will take place. So about 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, we'll see the green coming out. And again, I encourage people to attend, but do so smartly. Do so with your mask, do so with social distancing in mind. So I think that it will be as our weather and temperature warms up, it will be interesting to see as people gain that confidence in venturing out and enjoying our community and our offerings.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let's see, we got just a couple minutes here left. Anything else, Karen, here that we...
I always encourage people to go to our website to see what's happening, which is visitmanhattanks.org. Just a reminder that the HAT has some concerts that are coming online later in March. Great, if you're a music lover, take advantage of that. The Flint Hills Discovery Center has some great activities, not only with the temporary exhibit of Run, Jump, Fly. Meet the Makers is going to be happening March 15th through the 19th. Check that out through our website or their website to see what all that means. And then Liquid Art Winery. Certainly, our winery has some great offerings that they have going on out there. But on March 20th, they're going to be unveiling a new wine brand that they have coming on. And then we also have any opportunity. There's a race, a road race on, it's not a road race, it's a 50K and a 20-mile and a 14K race called the Tallgrass Tribute on March the 20th. So, again, you're going to see, as Gary said, more people taking advantage of running and being competitive in their running. So we look forward to Manhattan continuing to be the place to come, be active in, and enjoy all of our offerings that we have.
I think Dave has a question here for you.
I know you shudder at that possibility, though, don't you? But it's rather, you know, on point. The Manhattan Conference Center recently expanded. Give us some perspective on what that means for conferences to be held sometime in the near future here.
Sure, Dave, that's a great question. And we are so pleased to have additional meeting space at the Conference Center. As you can well imagine, it's not a good day if a facility sets dark. And so for that opportunity for meetings to come in, for those planners, as they can plan with social distancing in mind, the crew at the Conference Center can accommodate that very well. Again, the month of April, they're going to really be seeing that. We have four different meetings that will be taking place there. We're watching that very closely to see how those groups, how they will do. We're still cautiously optimistic that they will still be rather small, but they'll be accommodated in a large meeting venue very well. So again, Manhattan is well poised to host meetings in a good way.
I know that's got to be really exciting for a lot of folks. What are you seeing now in terms of conferences booking for yet, if any, in 2021?
We're seeing a shorter time. We had a hotel meeting this week, and as you know, many meetings are planned 2, 3, 4 years in advance. Most meetings for 2020 are already set to be virtual meetings, but we are beginning to see some of those planners saying, we know it's virtual, but what if we have it so it's more of that hybrid set. So again, a little bit of a shorter turn time, but beginning to see that changing towards the latter part of 21.
All right. Okay.
Well, it's certainly exciting to see, you know, things are improving here, and hopefully we'll get to see more of that coming down the pipe. And we look forward to state basketball running smoothly here next weekend. And good luck with that, Karen.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, spring is coming in and brighter days are ahead. So it's always good to see you all. And thanks for what you do in helping make Manhattan a great place to come and visit.
All right. We appreciate it, Karen. Yeah, we'll talk again real soon.
You bet. Thanks.
You bet. Coming up next, we'll talk to several different folks here from the American Association of University Women. International Women's Day being celebrated on Monday. That's next on KMAN.